Inside the card sleeve, which this CD came in, you'll find a little booklet. Turn to the first page inside the little booklet, where you'll see a diagram of the three minds. This describes how every single one of us is constructed, and that in fact we have three minds rather than just one. We have a conscious mind, an unconscious mind, and a higher self, or what in some traditions is called the holy guardian angel, or the guardian spirit of the individual. So your conscious mind doesn't actually develop until you're around about 5, 6, or 7 years old. And it's the mind that you use for thinking. It's the mind for logic, of rationality, of sense. It's also sequential thinking. And it's very focused, very narrow focused. Whereas your unconscious mind is the mind that gives you intuitions, gut feelings, gut reactions, emotions, feelings. It also stores all of your memories, organizes all of your memories, and can do multiple things all at the same time. It's also your unconscious mind that runs your body. For instance, right at this moment in time, your unconscious mind is beating your heart, having you breathe, digest the food that you've put into your stomach, all of those kind of things. And your unconscious mind also creates all of your behaviors. And whereas the conscious mind is very focused, the unconscious mind is peripheral, it's infinite in what it can pay attention to. The conscious mind is also very much around separation. It works on Newtonian physics. There's a difference between you and somebody else. Whereas the unconscious mind knows that everything is connected. So it works more on a basis of quantum physics. Then there's your higher self, or your holy guardian angel. This is the spiritual part of you, the part of you that goes on and on and on and on and on, and it's the part of you that's there in every single one of your lives, every single one of your incarnations. Your higher self is always there. And it's the part of us that transcends time and space. So it's infinite. And at the level of the higher self, everything is one. So the higher self is very holographic in nature. It consists of totally balanced male and female energy, and it's absolutely perfect. So the higher self is an expression of how men and women are intended to evolve, to become perfect. Your higher self also thinks that you are perfect, that you always have been perfect, that you're perfect right now, and that you always will be perfect. No matter what you've done, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you will do, your higher self believes you're totally perfect. The higher self is evolved to a level beyond judgment, at a level beyond the ideas of right and wrong, or good and bad, just or unjust. And your higher self has the ability to remove problems, physical problems, mental problems, and emotional problems, and it also creates everything that you ask for. Interestingly, in the Hawaiian language, one of the names for the higher self is Kane, K-A-N-E. Now, Hawaiian is a root language, and in the root languages, the words have multiple meanings. One of the other meanings of the word Kane was the creator of the universe. So what was it that the ancient Hawaiians wanted us to realize from that? What they were wanting to communicate is that your higher self is the creator of your universe, and that your higher self contains all of the information of the entire universe. Now, the next interesting thing that's from that diagram is the way that the minds are connected up. So the conscious mind is connected to the unconscious mind, and there's two-way communication between the conscious mind and unconscious mind. Studying things like NLP, hypnosis, and timeline therapy helps open up the communication channels between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind so they can work together. You'll also notice there's a two-way connection or communication from the unconscious mind to the higher self. The interesting thing is there is no direct connection or communication from your conscious mind to your higher self. The only way to communicate with your higher self is via your unconscious mind. That's why every single one of the ancient teachings on the planet had meditation techniques. Meditation techniques that enable you to communicate and get in touch with your unconscious mind, and therefore then, through there, be able to connect with and communicate with your higher self. An example of communication from the higher self that you experienced on a day-to-day basis are your dreams. A dream is a message that's sent down to you from your higher self. It comes down the communication to the unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind is the dream weaver. It works with symbols. So it weaves a dream around the message from the higher self. When you wake up, the unconscious mind passes that dream to your conscious mind. Quite often you wake up and you go, "What was that dream all about?" One of the things within 21st century magic is a methodology and a technology for actually being able to interpret your own dreams and discover what your higher self is communicating with you. The way the minds are set up and connected is apparent in some of the ancient symbols that we have around the planet. For instance, in the tarot cards, the major arcana of the tarot cards. By the way, tarot cards were never intended for fortune telling. The tarot cards are a book, and each one of the pictures carries a huge amount of symbolic information about the construction of the magical universe. In the lover's card, you'll see a man and a woman and an angel. The man is standing there, and the way he's standing, he can see the woman, but he can't see the angel. The man always symbolizes the conscious mind. Then there's the woman. The way the woman is standing, she can see the man and the angel. Woman always symbolizes the unconscious mind. What that card, or one of the meanings of that card, is that the conscious mind can communicate with the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind can communicate with the conscious mind and the higher self. The same symbology is also in the card, the Hierophant. The Hierophant, the great teacher, is the higher self. Kneeling at the higher self's feet, or the Hierophant's feet, are two priests. One priest has lilies on his back. The other priest has roses on his back. Lilies signify conscious mind thinking. And the roses signify cultivated desire, the thinking of the unconscious mind. One of the priests holds a set of keys. Only one of the priests holds the keys. Guess which one? The one with the roses on his back, signifying that the unconscious mind is the key to communicate with the higher self and higher realms of creation. Even the Judeo-Christian religion, we have the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Do you ever wonder why they're in that order? Why not Holy Ghost, Father, Son, or Son, Father, Holy Ghost? Because of the way the minds are connected up. The Father is the conscious mind, the Son is the unconscious mind, and the Holy Ghost is the higher self. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Your higher self is continually creating what you ask for, whether you're asking consciously or unconsciously. And it knows what you're asking for because of what you focus on. So you better be careful what you focus on. Because whatever you focus on, whether it's good for you or not, your higher self will create. It's your conscious mind's job to train the unconscious mind what to focus on.